and gestational diabetes. Glory for Team USA. The women's gymnastic team took gold. Michael Phelps broke the all-time Olympic medal record with 19. It came with gold in the 4x200-meter freestyle relay. More drama today in the pool as we hear from ABC's Tom Rivers.
Excitement in the pool is far from over with the men's 200-meter breaststroke and the 100 freestyle, and the women's 200 butterfly in the 4x200 freestyle relay. Also in the water, it's a U.S. versus Spain in women's water polo.
Also today, the all-round finals in men's gymnastics. Author, playwright, and political commentator Gore Vidal has died. He wrote the bestsellers Lincoln and Myra Breckinridge. He also won a Tony for the best man.
Gore Vidal died in L.A. after a battle with pneumonia. They say he'd been sick for some time. He died at the age of 86, people putting him in the same kind of literary echelon as Norman Mailer and Truman Capote.
ABC's Rob Nelson. After a two-day blackout, lights are back on in India. This is ABC News.
Hey, it's Mike Rom here with Fiona from a local Ford dealership. How are you, Fiona?
Good. How are you, Mike?
I'm all right. What do you want to talk about?
Motorcraft Complete Brake Service.
Okay.
We will replace your pads or shoes, machine your rotors or drums. All labor is included, and we throw in a rebate.
Motorcraft Complete Brake Service, front or rear, $99.95 or less after mail-in rebate, only with a Ford service credit card.
One price covers everything.
That's correct.
So it really is complete.
It is complete.
Subject to credit approval, taxes extra. See participating Ford dealer by 83112 for vehicle exclusions and rebate details.
You have teams in Tucson, Tennessee, and Taipei, and you need to work together. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the easy-to-use, extraordinarily powerful way to meet online. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, then share screens and webcams in real time, and review and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
Quite a controversy in Olympic badminton. Eight female players, including the reigning world champ from China, are accused of trying to throw their matches.
Spectators booed the two badminton matches as players appeared to deliberately serve into the net and hit the shuttlecock out of the court. Four pairs of players, two from South Korea, one from China, and one from Indonesia, could be disciplined. Reports suggested they wanted to lose to secure an easier draw. The longest rally in one game lasted just four shots, with the match referee coming onto the court to warn the players. China's Olympic sports delegation immediately launched an investigation, saying it opposes any behavior violating sporting spirit and morality. Linda Albin, ABC News, London.
Emery Lussier was 17 in December of 1979 and was furious when he learned the Who concert he'd been waiting for in Rhode Island had been canceled for safety concerns. Yesterday, he and nine others were allowed to trade in those tickets for the Who's final appearance on its Quadrophenia tour in February at the same venue it was supposed to play 33 years ago. Deirdre Bryant, ABC News.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good Wednesday morning. It's 73 degrees at 7:04. I'm Clayton Ballin with your WITN News headlines. A nearly two-hour standoff between a gunman and Havelock police ended with nobody hurt. The city of Havelock says police were called out at 7:46 last night to a domestic disturbance at Havelock Manor Apartments on Shipman Road and found an armed man had barricaded himself inside an apartment. Police say the man surrendered nearly 2 hours later around 9:30 and was arrested. The suspect's name nor any details on charges have been released. Havelock police are investigating. Nobody was injured. Deputies say an Onslow County man sexually abused a teenager for the past 6 years. Calvin Tennant of Holly Ridge was arrested Monday on 27 charges, ranging from felony child abuse involving a sexual act to second-degree sexual exploitation of a minor. Deputies say they began investigating Tennant a month ago when the 15-year-old victim told his mother about the sex offenses. A forensic specialist with the sheriff's office discovered approximately 1,200 photos of pornography and illicit sex scenes on the man's computer. The 40-year-old Tennant is jailed on over $1.4 million bond. A bill to help Marines and family members sickened by contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune heads to President Barack Obama now that the U.S. House has approved it. The House approved a Senate version of the Janie Ensminger Act by voice vote Tuesday. The bill is named for a girl who died of leukemia at the age of 9. Her father, Jerry Ensminger of Elizabethtown, led the fight to get health care for the victims and to get information about the contamination released. The bill covers Marines and family members who lived or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1957 to 1987. Ensminger says the bill is confirmation by Congress that people were harmed at Lejeune. A Marine Corps spokeswoman didn't return messages seeking comment to the AP. It's election season and plenty of surveys and polls are being conducted, but if a woman knocks on your door in Pitt County claiming to be conducting a political survey for the Board of Elections, it's a scam. Pitt County Board of Elections Director Dave Davis says he's been told a woman is going door-to-door in Greenville administering a political survey claiming to be working for the Pitt County Board of Elections. Davis says the Board of Elections does not participate in this type of activity. He encourages those who may come in contact with a woman to notify the Board of Elections. It is a dream that former ECU football coach Skip Holtz, Mike Steele, and his son Drew have had for several years. After a year of construction, the Drew Steele Center officially opens in Greenville Wednesday. A ribbon-cutting ceremony is set for 9 a.m. at the facility on Elm Street. The Drew Steele Center will be accessible to people with special needs. With the help of Holtz, the Steeles, and many others, they raised $500,000 for the Drew Steele Center, which is also the recipient of a matching grant. I'm Clayton Bauman with your WITN News headlines.
103.7 WTIB.
Weather.
Partly cloudy skies with a slight chance of a thunderstorm later today. A few storms may be severe with a high of 81 degrees. A 30% chance of rain for tonight. Isolated thunderstorms early. Partly cloudy after midnight with a low of 67 degrees. A 30% chance of rain for your Wednesday night. For Thursday, partly cloudy skies. Chance of showers late in the day again. Developing, as I said, during the afternoon with a high of 88 degrees. Thunderstorms during the evening for Thursday night, becoming clear overnight with a low near 70 degrees. A 30% chance of rain and for Friday, times of sun and clouds with highs in the upper 80s and lows in the upper 60s. Right now it is 73 degrees in Greenville. Talk of the Town Wednesday, August 1st, 2012. Stick around. This is your source for the best news, talk, information, 103.7 WTIB.
I'm Dr. Michael Cassaro, asking you to join me and co-host Dennis Birkmeyer for the Painless Living Show this week. We'll be talking about painful conditions in the arm, nerve damage, tendonitis, and finger injuries. We'll also take questions from callers. Check out PainlessLivingRadio.com for more information about the show. The Painless Living Show, live Saturday morning at 11 o'clock on WTIB 103.7.
Hey, if you're looking for a great lunch that won't bend your wallet, Trips is featuring some sensational summer lunch specials now, including the chicken salad flatbread sandwich. I just had that. Excellent with fresh fruit for just $7.99. Also, the chicken salad, fruit salad, and shrimp salad plate for just $9.99. Southwestern spring rolls for $7.99. And for dessert, fried cheesecake egg rolls, just $3.99. Trips, Red Bank Road in Greenville. Trips, taste the difference for lunch.
Meineke Car Care Center near Pitt Community College on West Fire Tower Road is back open under new ownership. Both Greenville Meineke locations are having a truckload tire sale through the end of July. That's a huge truckload tire sale at the Meineke on Fire Tower Road and beside the Greenville Auto Auction on Dickinson Avenue Extension. The two Meineke locations are total car care centers, from state inspections and oil changes to major repairs and everything in between. All work done is under warranty at any of the 950 locations nationwide. If you have a major repair, take advantage of their 6 to 12 month no interest financing. Greenville now has two Meineke Car Care Centers, West Fire Tower Road near Pitt Community College, and on Dickinson Avenue Extension beside the Greenville Auto Auction. Get new tires for a great price right now at Meineke's huge truckload tire sale. Hurry, the truckload tire sale ends July 31st at either of the Meineke Car Care Centers in Greenville.
It's an essential part of everyday living. It's used in the production of toner cartridges.
From your news and information leader,
it makes the picture better on our television. It's used in fire extinguishers and flame retardants that treat products such as wood. It's used in the production of bone china. It's a byproduct of the phosphate industry used in the production of solar panels, which help heat our homes and lessen our dependency on petroleum products. It's a necessary ingredient used in intravenous fluids. Think about it. Phosphate is an element that's essential to our daily lives, and it's a resource that only comes from nature and cannot be artificially produced. To learn more about the products we use that are dependent on the production of phosphate, visit oneessentialelement.com. Potash Corp Aurora, helping nature provide.
Wakey, wakey.
Y'all need to get up.
What a way to start the day. You roll out of bed and this is the first thing you get to hear?
So much for professionalism.
Aren't you lucky? This is the talk of the town.
Excellent.
On 103.7 WTIB. Now your host, Henry Hinton.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
That's right. Welcome in, everybody. 73 degrees. Welcome to Talk of the Town. This is Henry Hinton, the Michael Phelps of morning radio. I don't win them all, but in the end, we'll have more gold than anybody else, McGee. Anybody else.
In the end, you're the most decorated radio broadcaster of all time.
I'm not talking about my grill either. Well, maybe. How would I look with a gold grill, you think? Maybe not.
It'd be a different look for you.
It's 11 minutes after 73 degrees and 81 the high today. 81? It's almost going to be, that's the lowest temperature we've had in weeks. Partly cloudy, slight chance of thunderstorms again today. Could have a few severe thunderstorms. 81 the high, 30% chance of rain. Isolated thunderstorms early, then partly cloudy after midnight tonight, 67 tonight, and then partly cloudy and isolated thunderstorms during the day, and a high of 88. And as we look to Friday, it looks like 88 again. 73 as we join you here on Wednesday morning. It's hump day, and it's the first day of August. Welcome to a new month. Hard to believe, isn't it?
Really is.
August is
going by quick.
Trent McGee with sports this morning. Do you have a full Olympic update this morning? Because I have to tell you that last night the only thing I watched was the back of my eyelids.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Of course, we found everything out earlier in the day, what happened. Mm-hmm. But so it really didn't make it fun to watch.
And today is the day that Greenville's own Lauren Perdue will swim.
Yep. 4 o'clock Eastern time.
Is it 4 o'clock?
4 o'clock. Yeah.
And her team, I heard, won. 2 o'clock. I heard she'd be swimming this morning.
Her team won their 4x200-meter relay.
So she already qualified.
Yep. With a time of 7:50, and Team USA came in second overall this morning. The finals are scheduled today for this afternoon at 4
o'clock.
So she'll
be swimming for a medal today, is what you're telling me. Mm-hmm. Okay. Clayton Bowman's here from WITN. What's up, CB?
Good morning, Jim.
Nice to have you.
Pleasure's
good
up.
To see you. What's going on?
Not much, man.
Did you get to draw the short straw this morning? How come?
You know, that schedule comes out about a month and a half beforehand, and I point myself out each time. looking forward to it every
time.
Yeah,
I know Carly found that out, too, when she found out she had to get up at 12:30 on Sunday night and go in and do the Olympic report on TV and then be here at 7 o'clock. She didn't quite make it, but that's all right. 13 after. We have some guests in the studio this morning. We have Michael Worsley in here this morning. Good morning, Michael. How are you? Michael is a high school student from Washington High School who is here to shadow the guys in the control room this morning. Here's the deal, Michael. Watch that tall guy standing up over there, Michael Buscemi. Watch, if you want to learn how to be successful, watch everything he does and do exactly the opposite. Don't listen to anything anybody in there tells you, or you have no future in this business. Am I right, Coach Carr? Oh, Coach Carr said I'm right, too.
It's got to make you feel good, Michael, that you're in the right place. Huh?
Actually, watch the guy with the headphones on, Drew, because he's the intern, and he's the only one that knows what the hell's going on.
I'm the future of this industry.
You are?
Yeah.
That's going to be problematic.
Bold. Hey, I done graduated and everything.
No, you are. You are, Drew. No doubt about it. Well, Michael Phelps did it last night. He won he won two medals. He did not win the butterfly event.
No.
But he won a silver in the butterfly, which is that, yeah, the 200-meter butterfly. He got he came in just behind the guy from South Africa. But then he came back, so he won the silver in the butterfly, which, by the way, had he won the gold in the butterfly 200, he would have been the first. It would have been another history-making deal. He'd have been the first person to ever win a medal in one event in three consecutive Olympics, because he won it when he was 15, then he won it 4 years ago in Beijing, and he was just edged out by the guy from South Africa. So he won the silver, but he did come back and win the gold medal
in the 200, the 4x200 meter relay. And he did set an all-time record with 19 career Olympic gold medals. No one ever has won more gold medals now than Michael. Actually, more medals in the Olympics than Michael Phelps. And here was Michael Phelps after winning his 19th medal last night.
It's something that's very special. And you know, this Olympics, there are going to be a lot more emotional times. And, you know, I said that's why in the huddle I was saying to these guys, thank you for you guys making this possible. And, you know, I see my mom and sisters up there, and you know, I'm starting to pick some people out of the crowd. So it's pretty special to be a part of this relay and have everything happen.
And U.S. swimmer Allison Schmidt won the gold medal last night in the women's 200 freestyle.
Allison Schmidt is blowing away the field. This is unexpected. Fading a bit from the world record line, but Allison Schmidt is going to pick up her first individual Olympic gold. They fight for the silver at the wall, and it's Mufad, followed by Barrett of Australia, who gets the bronze.
I couldn't be happier. You know, it's going to be a close race. I couldn't really see. Other than everybody next to me, so I don't know what it was. And looking up and seeing number one, I couldn't be happier right now.
You know, these when you see these kids interviewed on television, it's like it's what's everything. It just gives you such a sense of patriotism and pride, because you got these all-American kids out there, and they're all beautiful people, and they go out there and win these medals, and then God knows what they do when they get back to the Olympic Village.
I don't think we want to know what they do when they get back to the Olympic Village.
Have you read the story in ESPN, the magazine, about what goes on in the Olympic Village?
I have not read it yet, but I have passed on
Holy moly. Oh, I'm telling you. I'm not saying
your sentiments to a few people.
I'm not talking about any one person, by the way. It's just them as a whole. But it sounds like the Olympic Village, there's some,
partying going on.
Let's just say there might be some significant partying going on.
Mm-hmm.
Especially after their events are over and they don't have to train anymore. I mean, could you imagine? You've been training 4 years. You go out, your event's over. You're now there, and it's over, and you don't have to do it anymore. And
testosterone's high. You know, juices are flowing.
Yeah, they probably just watch reruns of Cheers.
Norm.
The U.S. women won the gymnastics last night. U.S.
Yeah.
Gymnastics team. They won. They won their first team gold medal since 1966. I thought we were good in gymnastics. Are we not?
No, 1996.
Yeah, 1996.
Oh yeah, 19. I'm sorry, 1996. I'm dyslexic. I knew that. I didn't
just
say that.
You just read that wrong.
Good. Well, but I guess the some of the European countries and Russia and Nadia Comaneci and like that. You know, this over the years, we just haven't been as strong. But Nadia Comaneci, she was in the 80s, wasn't she? I don't know.
Yeah. The 96 team was the Mary Lou Retton team.
Oh, yeah. That's,
you know,
right. Okay.
When she had to be picked up and carried off by
Carrie Strug,
yeah. My mistake.
Sorry, gentlemen.
You're right.
You got
Bella Caroli.
Boy, yeah, Bella Caroli. I'm going back a little bit to 96.
You're into this, are you, Clayton?
I enjoy the Olympics. I distinctly remember that Atlantic Games for that reason. And I'm pretty sure that was Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's fun. Hmm.
Daniel Tosh, the comedian, doesn't agree with you, by the way.
I just completed all the Olympic events in record time. Now, can we start football season? The only sport Americans care about.
Now, Henry, I actually watched that last night. There's so much more to that sketch, and it's hilarious.
Was it on Tosh.0?
It was on Tosh.0, and he goes through.
I gotta watch that.
He goes through and does every single event in the Olympics, but he's like, you know, like he's obviously got, you know, 10 pounds on each side of the bench, on the inside of the bench, and he doesn't throw a shot, but he throws like a softball or something.
Do you hear about the woman who in Tennessee got beat up by her wife? Got beat up by her boyfriend because he came home and saw this good-looking guy on her computer screen, and he said, "Who is that? Are you having an affair?" Now, this is a true story. I mean, this tells you how many wackos there are out there in the world. And she was like, before she could answer to tell her boyfriend that, you know, who it was, he beat her up so bad she had to go to the hospital. And so they called 911.
Who was it?
Mitt Romney. Turns out she had a picture of Mitt Romney on her computer.
And he didn't know it was Mitt Romney.
Yeah, he must be a brain surgeon. So he's in jail this morning out in Tennessee.
Golly. That's terrible.
That's a true story.
That's awful.
Speaking of wackos, did you see what John McCain told the guy in Fayetteville on Monday? Story in this morning's News and Observer. John McCain was down there talking about sequestration, if you hadn't followed that. All of the military bases in eastern North Carolina, Fort Bragg, I think I gave the numbers wrong Monday when we talked about this. It was a little bit high. There's something like 32,000 civilians that work at Fort Bragg together, all combined.
Right.
Fort Bragg, Camp Lejeune, Seymour Johnson, Pope Air Force Base, and Cherry Point Air Station. Okay, so 32,000 civilian jobs. And with the sequestration that they're talking about, the military budget cuts, they're saying, now this, I'm just telling you what they're saying. This sounds very high to me, and I don't want to alarm people, but they're saying that as many as 20,000 civilian jobs could be cut. Now, I don't know how you're going to go from 32,000 to 20, you know, to 12,000, but that's what John McCain was in Fayetteville talking about on Monday. He was down there. Of course, he is opposed to these military cuts, as you can imagine. And during a question and answer session at his appearance in Fayetteville on Monday, an unidentified man stood up at the microphone to ask a question. And he was given the time to actually ask the Senator McCain a question at the microphone, but then he pulls out his iPhone because he wants to record his exchange with Senator McCain. And so he's fumbling around with his iPhone, and he says, I can't get this thing to work. And so people are waiting in line and all that stuff. And what he's trying to do is actually tape or film, whatever it is. Is it film or tape? I guess it's tape.
Yeah, tape. We'll call it tape.
Whatever it is. Record.
Record. Yeah.
Trying to record his exchange with McCain. So while McCain's sitting there waiting for him to try to get his phone to record, McCain whips out his iPhone.
Uh-oh.
And begins recording the guy. So when the guy finally got around to his question, here was the guy's question. He said, Secretary Panetta told Jeff Sessions that the U.S. military was under the control of the United Nations and NATO. In addition, you voted for the 2012 Defense Authorization Act against Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, allowing a U.S. citizen to be detained indefinitely without due process. My question to you is, you violated your oath to the Constitution, so will you resign?
Whoa.
So McCain grinned at him and said, I'm glad I got to record that. He said, because I run into wackos like you all the time. McCain can be very frank sometimes. But that was a good exchange between those two down there. This morning at 9 o'clock, the opening of the Drew Steele Center. Skip Holtz is in town. And as you know, the history on this is the old Elm Street gym. And when Skip came to town years ago, Skip wanted to have a golf tournament. And I was one of the original organizers of the event. And, you know, Drew Steele, of course, had kind of stolen his heart at our... Remember, we had the Special Olympics golf tournament, and Drew came out and participated in that, and Skip got to know Drew. And then Drew worked for the football team the whole time that Skip Holtz was here. And so over time, the money from the Skip Holtz golf tournament, it turned out to be the Drew Skip, as everybody remembers. I think it lasted 2 or 3 years?
Three tops.
Yeah.
Three tops.
But there was a lot of money raised. My memory of that, Phil Oschlager from Suddenlink and I were joking because Phil was one of the original organizers also, and I remember we were sitting over Mike Steele's office over there off of Arlington Boulevard when Coach Holtz, we were telling, you know, Coach Holtz was like, you know, I want to do this, I want to do that, and we were all saying, no, you really can't raise that kind of money in a golf tournament, and, you know, what we learned that day was you never say that to Skip Holtz. I think he was out to prove that he could do it, and we could do it, and so he ended up. They raised a lot of money. I can't remember how much money, but now, today, the dream becomes a reality as they have the ribbon cutting this morning at 9 o'clock. Since I'm here at 9 o'clock, I don't know if I'll make it over there or not. But I'm glad Skip is back, because Skip is the guy who really made that happen.
He did.
And the Drew Steele Center opens today, and of course it's going to be a facility. It's a recreation facility for physically challenged kids to use, and it's been outfitted just for that particular reason. And there's been a lot of money poured into it. I know they ran a little short on some grant money and things like that, but I think they finally got it all funded, and so today is the big day. So congratulations to Drew, and congratulations to Skip. And
but the outside looks really good. I've not been on the outside.
You know, I haven't seen it yet.
But the outside looks really, really good.
I guess I just haven't been on that side of town. There's a good editorial in this morning's Greenville paper about it. New center, the type of project that distinguishes Greenville. Since significant funding came from a state grant and city coffers covering the $1.3 million price tag, but the Drew Steele Foundation, which was basically the golf tournament, raised more than $400,000 through private donations. So, you know, just about all the businesses in Greenville have a hand in that, and for that we thank you. 27 after, there's an article on the front page of this morning's Greenville paper. I heard about this a couple days ago. I didn't think it was that big a deal, but maybe it's a bigger deal than I thought. Chancellor Steve Ballard at ECU is apparently in the running for the chancellor's job at the University of Albany. According to the Albany Times Union, there were 9 finalists for this job, and 4 of them have pulled out in the last few days, and so apparently Chancellor Ballard is one of 5 chancellors, one of 5 people that are in the running for the head job, the president, or some smaller universities call it president of university. This is a smaller university than East Carolina. East Carolina has 27,000 students, and the University of Albany has 17,000 students. They have a Division I football and basketball program. Did you know that?
Yeah, it's where the Giants have training camp.
But they're Division I in football?
No, I didn't know they were Division I in football.
That's
no,
what this
no,
says.
No, I did
that
not know that.
That sound right, does it?
No, that's correct. They're FCS.
What is the FCS? What is, I never can keep those straight.
The All football right. championship.
Is that the top level?
No,
FBS.
You remember back in the day when it was Division 1A and Division 1AA?
Yeah, right.
Okay, that's been replaced by FBS, which is the Football Bowl Subdivision, and FCS, which is Championship, where they had the playoffs.
How dumb is that, by the way?
It's extremely
How
dumb.
How dumb is that that
yeah,
we
I don't
have
know why it ever got
Does anybody know? And why do you know that?
Because
I know why, because you went to Georgia Southern.
I did. I went to Georgia Southern, and that's exactly why I know.
Only the schools in the FCS know that. So you would say the University of Albany then would be a Division I AA football program under the old classification?
Yes, if we went back to 10 years ago, Albany would be 1AA.
So they would be in the same level as like William & Mary, Richmond,
yep,
Georgia Southern, Appalachian
Georgia
State.
Southern, all
yeah,
those.
Yeah, compete in the American.
Have they been any good?
They've gotten better in recent years. I remember Southern actually opened up their home games with them in 2009, but that was... I mean, that was a close game, but, I mean, they've gotten like 6, maybe 7 wins once every couple of years.
Interesting that he is interested in this job.
Yeah, what is it about that job? I'm curious. Money, maybe? Is it the money?
I don't know. It says his salary. It gives his salary here at ECU is $315,000, which I will say this. It is good. And, I how I feel about administrators. I think they all make too much money in the university system. But... compared to what the NC State and the UNC Chapel Hill Chancellor makes, this is peanuts. You know, those guys are making like $450 or something. And, and I've never understood that either. How does the – look, I don't think any of them should make that kind of money. I'm sorry, Chancellor Ballard, if you're listening. But the truth of the matter is, you know, you can't justify the University of North Carolina guy making – $100,000 more than the East Carolina guy, can you? That doesn't make any sense. But I don't, this can't be about money, can it?
Is there any chance that he's an alumnus or I guess an alumni or anything?
He played baseball there as well.
Yeah.
Chancellor Ballard was a member of the 1971 Arizona World Series baseball team.
Mm-hmm. Good infielder, captain of the team his senior year.
But I think he did spend some time in New England. As I recall, he was at Maine. I don't really know that he's got a New York background. I don't know. This is going to be interesting to see if he wants this job. I would think he'd have a good shot at getting it, wouldn't you?
I would think so.
Coming from with his background and coming from a university as large as East Carolina, we'll see.
But I would be surprised if Albany would be able to pay him more money than what he's making right now at ECU. I don't know.
It's probably part of the SUNY system, right? Well, State University of New York.
Their interim president, who was voted in 2008, was making $280,000 at Albany.
Is that right?
No, he was the interim president. Mm. So, I don't know. Could have gone up since then.
Well, we'll see what happens. What else is going on? Today is the first day of August. If you're having a birthday today, I just realized I've got an anniversary, like, on the 6th.
Like on the 6th? Are you sure?
This is the time of morning when my wife, if she doesn't normally listen to this show. She doesn't like me that much. So I don't know that she's really listening, but if she is, honey, golf clubs. Golf clubs. Now, what did you think she wants for her anniversary?
Take the golf clubs and go play.
Don't you think
out of the house.
I think for her anniversary, she'd like for me to have golf clubs. That's what I'm thinking.
She would want you to be happy.
If that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
So I'll take them. I mean, it would make perfect sense for me to take the money that I would buy a present for her with and the money she would buy me a present with and just buy golf clubs, and then we're both happy.
Good luck with that.
Because she...
Good luck with that.
Is this theory going to work when I get home tonight?
If it does, let me know, and I'll try it.
Singer Joe Elliott of Def Leppard is 53 years old today. His famous hit?
Pour some sugar on me, ooh, in the name of love.
Wow. Wish we hadn't gone there. But, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Let's see. Also having a birthday, he's Joe Elliott, 53 today. And there's just not many birthdays today. Tempest Bledsoe, remember her? Was she the little girl on the Cosby Show? She was the little girl? She's 39 today.
Wow.
She was the little girl.
Now, that was Raven Simone, right?
Yeah, I think she might have been like the teenager or something, wasn't she? Tempest Bledsoe? I don't know. Yeah, here's a news bulletin. I didn't watch Cosby. I still haven't heard anything more about Bill Cosby coming to Greenville. Have you?
No, I have not.
But I saw a billboard this week that said Bill Cosby's coming to Greenville.
Yes, Tim said it was Vanessa.
Okay.
Vanessa.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right, 7:34. Let's check some sports headlines now, and then we'll get our news headlines coming up. Got a laugh track and more as we roll through Wednesday morning. It is July 1st as we roll you to work today. Here on Talk of the Town, here's McGee on sports.
All right, thanks. And Greenville swimmer Lauren Perdue will have a chance to compete for a gold medal today. Perdue and the rest of her team in the 4x200-meter relay won their heat this morning in London with a time of 7:50.75. Team USA came in second overall. The finals are scheduled for 4 o'clock today, Eastern Time. You can watch that on WITN. The U.S. won gold in the men's 4x200-meter freestyle relay with his 19th medal. Michael Phelps became the most decorated athlete in Olympic history. The Americans lived up to their considerable hype and then some Tuesday night, routing silver medalist Russia and everybody else on their way to the first Olympic title in women's gymnastics since 1996. American swimmer Allison Schmidt won the 200 freestyle with a dominating performance. Schmidt won in an Olympic record 153.61. Missy Franklin, who led after the first 50, finished fourth. The U.S. men's basketball team beat Tunisia 110-63. That game was just a 13-point lead at halftime. The men opened things up there in the third quarter and blew Tunisia away. Carmelo Anthony and Kevin Love scored 16 points apiece. Baseball, the Washington Nationals have reinstated infielder Chad Tracy, former Pirate, from the disabled list Tuesday, and optioned outfielder Corey Brown to AAA Syracuse. Tracy, who is out with a groin injury, is hitting 263 with three home runs, 12 RBIs in 32 games. And South Carolina reserve quarterback Tanner McVoy was arrested in North Carolina and charged with speeding and driving after consuming while under age 21. South Carolina spokesman Steve Fink said McVoy is suspended from the team per program policy. The Gamecocks open fall practice on Friday night, and the Pirates will take on the Gamecocks in game number 2 after opening up against App State. The sports update brought to you by Pirate Stuff, which is coming back for Pirate fans at their original Evans Street location. Look for their upcoming re-grand opening with lower prices on great Pirate stuff just in time for the football season. And coming this fall, the return of Pirate Stuff's game buttons and tailgate parties. Watch for the reopening of Pirate Stuff, 1525 Evans Street in Greenville.
All right, now, did you just give the results of Lauren Perdue's race?
For this morning.
Or did you issue a spoiler alert before you did that?
Oh, no, and I should have.
What?
The heat airs at 11 o'clock, I believe, is what we have.
So now that McGee's already said it, if you don't want to hear what happened again, because I'm going to talk about it right now, just turn over to John Boy and Billy for a second and then come. They're not, look, it's old material. They're not going to be funny today anyway. Just give me 30 seconds and come back. Because I'm just looking at Heather. Heather just put on, Heather King just put on Facebook that they did qualify for the gold medal round today. So
yeah.
Lauren produced. So Clayton, I'm assuming this the finals are scheduled for 4 o'clock today, but it looks like NBC is going to tape that and play it in prime time tonight. So we may see Greenville's Lauren Perdue in prime time tonight, going for a gold medal.
Yes, between 8 and midnight, which you know how they are. They like to put it in the prime real estate time.
They'll tease it all night because I'm telling you, I kept looking up last night, and all I saw was gymnastics, and I kept thinking, I want to watch Michael Phelps. And then I thought, no, I'm not going to, you know, it'll be just as exciting when I watch it on tape tomorrow morning. So it looks like Lauren Perdue could be racing. Well, she will be racing for a gold medal this afternoon at 4 o'clock. So they may carry that live on one of the channels, I guess, but they'll definitely tape it. They probably won't. They'll probably tape it and run it back in prime time tonight.
The split screen deal happened to my wife last night. She was confused. Yeah. You know?
So they, you know, you have to be careful about. In fact, I noticed that NBC actually ran a promo too quickly. Did you see that?
I heard about
it. In fact,
as
we go to break, here's Conan O'Brien talking about that last night.
You all watching the Olympics?
Yeah.
No, they're getting mixed reviews.
Yeah.
People are angry at NBC for showing a promo that revealed the winner of a swimming event, even though the race hadn't aired yet. Yeah. Yeah, this afternoon NBC apologized, saying, we're just not used to people watching our network.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. If Chris Mossman's driving to work, I'm sorry, Kahuna. That wasn't me. That was Kona last night. All right. 7:38:22 in front of 8 o'clock. Coming up next, WITN News headlines with Clayton Bauman. And more talk of the town on Wednesday, the first day of July. We've got a funny laugh track and more coming your way this hour. I'll be right back.
Order up.
The Plantation House Restaurant in Washington is open and ready to serve you. The Plantation House serves the best breakfast in town, as well as daily lunch specials Monday through Friday. Let them host your party or dinner program any evening or weekend. From Greenville, they're located just past Lee Chevrolet on the right and look forward to serving you. Open Monday through Friday from 7 until 2 and anytime for catering. Call 948-3600. That's 948-3600. The Plantation House, Washington's gathering place.
This is Becky Taylor with Sylvan. School bells are ringing again, and that means there's lots of anxiety building for moms and dads. That's where Sylvan comes in. Sylvan can help your child get this school year started on the right track. Sylvan will develop a customized program to help your child get ahead of the game. From pre-K through college, Sylvan has programs to prepare your child in all academic areas, as well as building the confidence and motivation to succeed. And it won't be long before juniors and seniors will be dealing with the ACT or SAT, so don't wait for panic time. Get involved in one of Sylvan's excellent ACT or SAT prep programs now and be ready to get into the college of your choice. Get this school year off to a positive start and ensure your child is going to have a great year. Don't wait until there's a problem with homework. Reduce stress now. Call Sylvan now. There's a Sylvan near you in Greenville, Washington, Rocky Mount, New Bern, Moorhead City, and Jacksonville. Or you can just call us at 1-800-EDUCATE. That's 1-800-EDUCATE.
It's human nature to go with what you know. For a heating and air system, turn to the experts and choose a Carrier system from Comfort Master. Carrier knows air conditioners. After all, they invented it. Call your local Carrier dealer. Comfort Master Heating and Air for your energy-efficient Carrier system. The comfort and savings are big with a Carrier system from Comfort Master. Special financing is always available. Beat the heat. Call Comfort Master today at 752-1779. That's 752-1779. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Computers, what would we do without them? When I have a problem with my PC, I take it to University PC Care. Voted best computer repair in Greenville by the Greenville Times. These guys can resolve any computer issue. Have an Apple? They can fix that too. That's right, University PC Care is the only Apple authorized service provider east of Raleigh, servicing Apple computers with genuine parts. Call Ashton and the pros at University PC Care, 558-1280, located on Fire Tower Road between Charles and Arlington Boulevard, or UniversityPCCare.com.
There's a new mortgage company coming to Eastern Carolina. Homeowners Mortgage is open in an office in Greenville to help guide you through today's challenging market. Come celebrate the grand opening of Homeowners Mortgage on Thursday, August 2nd from 11:30 to 2 p.m. There'll be a ribbon cutting, a live Star 94.3 radio broadcast, and free lunch will be served. Come and celebrate the opening of Greenville's new mortgage company, Homeowners Mortgage, located at 625 Lindale Court, Suite E. Be there on Thursday, August 2nd.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good Wednesday morning. It's 73 degrees at 742. I'm Clayton Ballin with your WITN News headlines. A nearly two-hour standoff between a gunman and Havelock police ended with nobody hurt. The city of Havelock says police were called out around 746 Tuesday night to a domestic disturbance at Havelock Manor Apartments on Shipman Road and found an armed gunman had barricaded himself inside an apartment. Police say the man surrendered nearly 2 hours later around 9:30 and was arrested. The suspect's name nor any details on charges have been released. Havelock police are still investigating. Nobody was injured. Deputies say an Onslow County man sexually abused a teenager for the past 6 years. Calvin Tennant of Holly Ridge was arrested Monday on 27 charges, ranging from felony child abuse involving a sexual act to second-degree sexual exploitation of a minor. Deputies say they began investigating Tennant a month ago when the 15-year-old victim told his mother about the sex offenses. A forensic specialist with the sheriff's office discovered approximately 1,200 photos of pornography and illicit sex scenes on the man's computer. The 40-year-old Tennant is jailed in an over $1.4 million bond. A bill to help Marines and family members sickened by contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune heads to President Barack Obama's desk now that the U.S. House has approved it. The House approved a Senate version of Janie Ensminger Act by voice vote Tuesday. The bill is named for a girl who died of leukemia at the age of 9. Her father, Jerry Ensminger of Elizabethtown, led the fight to get her health care for the victims and to get information about the contamination released. The bill covers Marines and family members who lived or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1957 to 1987. Ensminger says the bill is confirmation by Congress that people were harmed at Lejeune. A Marine Corps spokeswoman didn't return messages seeking comment by the Associated Press. It is a dream that former ECU football coach Skip Holtz, Mike Steele, and his son Drew have had for several years. After a year of construction, the Drew Steele Center officially opens in Greenville Wednesday. A ribbon-cutting ceremony is set for 9 this morning at the facility on Elm Street. The Drew Steele Center will now be accessible to people with special needs. With the help of Holtz, the Steeles, and many others, they raised $500,000 for the Drew Steele Center, which is also the recipient of a matching grant. And finally, a Greenville swimmer is competing today in her Olympic debut. Lauren Purdue swam for J.H. Rose High School and the Greenville Swimming Club before going to college. Last month, she qualified for the 4x200-meter relay at the Olympics trials. Her former coach says it's a big step for Greenville swimming. The qualifying round of the relay will air on WITN between 11 and 11:30 this morning. If the team advances, the final round will air between 8 and midnight. I'm Clayton Bauman with your WITN News headlines.
103.7 WTIB. Weather.
Partly cloudy, and I'm sorry, I was not paying attention. Partly cloudy, a slight chance of thunderstorms. A few storms could be severe today. And high temperature only 81 degrees, a 30% chance of rain. Tonight, thunderstorms early, partly cloudy after midnight, 67 the low. Chance of rain will be 30%. And then Thursday, partly cloudy with isolated thunderstorms developing during the afternoon. High temperature of 88 degrees. So, going to be a little cooler today. 81 for a high. It's a 74 right now. It's 7:45. Talk of the town here brought to you in part this morning by Homer Tire and the Homer Tire Real Estate Team. If you're looking to sell your home and you live in Pitt County, there is a telephone number you should call, 758-HOME. That's the number for the Homer Tire Real Estate Team. They've had some impressive statistics over the last few months, generating about 600 buyer prospect leads. Now, that's what it's about when you're trying to sell your home is generating numbers, right? Yeah, Homer lists a lot of homes, but he also generates more buyers than anybody else. So that's why you should sit down and go through his entire system with he and his team and his conference room. I did that not long ago to try to understand more about what it's like to list your home with Homer. Well, if I had a home to sell today, I'd list it with him for sure. Call him at 758-HOME. Remember, Homer Tire's guarantee, he will buy the home from you if he can't sell it by the date and for the price you want it sold. And you can fire Homer at any time and pay him nothing. Go to the website. Have a look at some of the folks that he's worked with. There are a lot of testimonials on there. That's the best advertising right there, when somebody's happy enough with the job you've done for them that they'll actually go out on a limb and endorse you. And that's what these people do on his website. It's GuaranteedSellNC.com. The Homer Tire Real Estate Team brings us our news and weather update. There's a new boy. Did you know that East Carolina had a boy band? There's a bunch of guys in the med school at East Carolina that have gotten together and taken an old boy band song to try to encourage people to stop smoking. We're going to play some of that for you when we come back. Also, a funny laugh track. More Talk of the Town for Wednesday morning, August 1st. Was I saying July 1st earlier? I just got an email from somebody who says I was saying it was August 1st. Happy birthday today to Donnell Glisson Landon, who says, stop saying it's July. It's the first day of August. I know this because it's my birthday. Happy birthday, Donnell. We'll be right back.
Having fun this summer? It's time for some more outdoor fun. Overton's can help make sure you're ready. Whether you're going out on the water, playing sports, grilling out with the family at the lake, or driving to the coast to fish, Overton's can help. They have a wide variety of tubes, knee boards, wakeboards, water skis, fishing gear, sporting equipment, and boating supplies. Plus, great apparel by Billabong, Reef, Calcutta, Guy Harvey, Salt Life, and much more. Overton's, located in Greenville at 111 Red Banks Road. Overton's, launching life on the water since 1976. Tune in to Cable 7 and 103.7 WTIB, August 8th, for our newest Ask the Expert show, featuring Peter Cecil of Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels is a home care company in Greenville that provides assistance to the ones we love. Every situation is different, and you may have questions on how to best handle home care for your family member. So tune in on August 8th at 6:30 for advice and answers from Visiting Angels on Cable 7 and 103.7 WTIB.
Hi, this is Talbot Green with D&J Gateway Mortgage. It's that time of year again. Baseball games, cookouts, and family vacations. And it's also the time of year when folks are thinking about purchasing a new primary home or vacation home. The first thing you need to do is to call me, Talbot Green, and the seasoned staff at D&J Gateway Mortgage to get pre-qualified for your home loan. For many years, we've been helping the people of Eastern North Carolina secure the most competitive interest rates on home loans. 30-year fixed interest rates are still at historical lows. Call us now and ask us how we can get your interest rate below 4% with limited money down and closing costs. Serving all Eastern North Carolina, D&J Gateway Mortgage can help with your new home loan or if you just need to refinance your current mortgage. Call Talbot Green, Katie Strickland, Jeff Tant, or Denise Worsley at D&J Gateway Mortgage, 252-565-4377. That's 252-565-4377.
D&J Gateway Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Pirate fans, this is Coach Jeff Lebo.
Coach Jeff Lebo.
It's a new era of Pirate basketball, and I'm excited to lead our team as we build a winning basketball tradition for the Pirate Nation. Trade Wilco already has a great tradition of success. With more than 300 locations throughout the Southeast, there's always a Trade Wilco right around the corner.
Stop by and visit any of the newly remodeled stores for the lowest prices on gas, last-minute groceries, or a hot cup of coffee. Trey Wilco, proud to support the Pirates.
I'm Ron Blake, manager of Family Medical Supply, inviting you to stop by our new location at W.H. Smith Boulevard. Come by and meet our highly trained staff that can assist you in choosing your proper home health equipment needs. Our number one priority at Family Medical Supply is superior customer service. We want to know your family. Call us today at 215-9278 or visit us at familymedsupply.com. Stop by and register for our grand opening prize.
Henry Hinton and Talk of the Town, weekdays from 7 to 9.
This show's been laying farts for the last 20 years, and I'm going to light the match.
On 103.7 WTIB.
I hadn't heard that one. So, 7:51, it is 9 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. There's a new boy band with a new hit. These guys are ECU students. Are these med school students? Are they physician's assistants in the PA program over there?
They're graduate students.
Graduate students.
Mm-hmm. That I do know.
They these guys have redone the Backstreet Boys song. What was the name of the song?
I want it that way.
I want it that way. Remember the boy band? I want it that way. If you go to ecu.edu on the front page, you can see this. I'm going to play a little bit of this for you. This is a video they've done. Hang on.
It's pretty good.
Got to plug in my computer so you can hear it. Yeah, it actually is. If you remember the song "I Want It That Way" by the Backstreet Boys, here are the new words, and I'll play this for you. This is. You light your fire, cancer. By the way, if you're a smoker, this is going to be pretty hard to hear, but it's pretty effective.
You need to hear it.
They're trying to talk people into not smoking. It says, you light your fire, cancer acquired. You wheeze when you say, I'll quit, but not today. When you are two clots apart from clogging your heart, still you say, I'll quit, but not today. You're going to die if you want to start smoking. Don't even try if you think we're joking. Here they are. They're calling themselves Boy Bandemia. These are the ECU students who have got the new hit song, I'll Quit, But Not Today. Listen to this if you're a smoker this morning.
You light your fire, cancer acquired. You wheeze when you say, I'll quit. But not today. And you are
they're pretty good, aren't they?
Come clogging your heart. Still you say, I'll quit, but not today. You're gonna die.
There you go, the Boy Bandemia from ECU. ECU students who have just come up with the four ECU graduate students who came up with this idea. Sean Russell from Raleigh, Joe Bartholomew from Rollsville, Justin Adams of Fayetteville, and Adam Rhodes of Jacksonville. They are in the PA program. They're in the Physician's Assistance Program. And this was a class project, and they should get an A. But if you want to see it, you can go to ecu.edu, the front page of the East Carolina University website this morning, and you'll see the news about the new ECU boy band. I'm looking on here and don't see anything on the front page about the chancellor being a candidate in Albany, though. They didn't put that on their front page? I guess not. It's on the front page of the Daily Reflector this morning. It is August 1st. Don't forget the tax-free weekend's coming up this weekend if you got to buy clothes for your kids or computers or whatever. Could be a good time to do it. Want to do a laugh track?
Let's do it.
We got a laugh track this morning. The laugh track comes from... You'll like this one, Clayton. It's about news anchormen. The comic this morning, Brian Reagan. Here is this morning's laugh track on Talk of the Town.
I love the commercials for the local news. You'll hear things like, a news anchor you can trust. What, is he going to lie to you? There's a big fire downtown. Maybe. I don't know if I trust this guy. Another one you'll hear. A news team that cares. They don't care on the other channel? Like you click over there, a major highway is closed down tonight, but, hey, I don't drive home that way.
Brian Reagan on the laugh track. 4 minutes now until 8 o'clock. I'm driving you to work today. If you got to be at work at 8 o'clock, better hurry, but don't get a ticket. 4 minutes to 8. We'll be right back.
In the 60 seconds it will take you to listen to this radio ad, you could crack open a delicious Pepsi and start learning to play the electric guitar or the didgeridoo. You could take some photos worth untagging, wake up with face paint on, or invent a new language you speak only with your two new best friends. Together you could adopt an exotic pet and name it Pepsi.
Oh, Pepsi. Will.
Oh, Pepsi.
In 60 seconds you could call up your crush and profess your love.
I'm in love with you.
But miss dial and call your mom.
Honey.
Uh-oh.
BTW could LOL at your BFF ROFL because your BFF 4L TMI'd.
Dude.
You can run a 100-meter dash slowly. Woo. In 60 seconds, you could double dutch jump rope on a trampoline faster than anyone's ever double dutch jump roped on a trampoline before. Then upload the video, get a billion views, and achieve international fame in a tiny province of China you can't even pronounce. In this 60 seconds, you didn't do any of that, but you can now. So what are you waiting for? Grab a Pepsi and get out there, because now has never happened before, and it only lasts for now. Pepsi, live for now.
The most important motorcycle ride and rally in the region rolls into Jacksonville on August 18th. Important because this ride supports the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Jacksonville. Open to all bikers, the ride will begin from Onslow County Fairgrounds at noon, Saturday, August 18th. Sign up begins at 8 a.m. or go to OnslowVietnamMemorial.org to find an entry form. Riders receive a t-shirt, a chance to win door prizes, and free entertainment all weekend. The public is invited to the fairgrounds to see live bands all weekend, including Freeway at 8 p.m. Saturday, and on Sunday, Dixie Driver opens for Ricochet beginning at 2 p.m. There is a huge car show, exhibits, and of course, you will witness the start of what sponsors hope will be the biggest ever ride in Onslow County. Proceeds benefit the Onslow Vietnam Veterans Memorial, so make plans to attend August 17th, 18th, and 19th at Onslow County Fairgrounds in Jacksonville.
The Sloan Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Washington, would like to invite you to stop by their office. Located at 245 West Main Street, the Sloan Agency looks forward to reviewing and fine-tuning your commercial and personal insurance policies. Celebrating their 62nd anniversary as an independent insurance agency, they represent a variety of well-established companies with competitive as well as affordable rates.
Hi, I'm Mike Sloan. Call our team today at 946-6114 or visit us online at SloanAgency.com.
Hi, this is Preston Morgan, mail specialist at Morgan Printers. Our family's full-service, in-house mail system allows us to offer you the most complete and secure printing and mailing services around. From static print pieces that simply need to be addressed and mailed, to full-blown direct marketing campaigns, Morgan Printers can handle any size project totally in-house. When mailing is part of your marketing campaign, call me for a quote at 800-962-1972 or go to MorganPrinters.com. Morgan Printers, supporting the Pirate Nation since 1962.
Here we go.
Go Pirates!
Coming up on 8 o'clock, it's a minute in front of 8 o'clock, 75 degrees, more Talk of the Town for Wednesday morning. Clayton Bauman with WITN News Headlines here this morning. In fact, we got some breaking news right now, Clayton.
That's right, Henry. We're learning about Wilson police say the FBI is investigating the death of a domestic disturbance suspect. Man who died is identified as 29-year-old Julius Lucas of Keenan Street. Wilson police had been responding to a domestic disturbance call. A single gunshot was heard, and Lucas was later found dead behind a warehouse. I'll have more details on that coming up.
All right, after the top of the hour, we'll be back. Right now, it's 8 o'clock. Stay with us. More Talk of the Town after the top of the hour and the news.
We are under invasion, and the federal government has tied our hands.
103.7 WTIB, Williamson, Greenville, Rocky Mount.
Here's
here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Deirdre Bryant. What is perhaps the most controversial part of President Obama's health care reform law takes effect today.
Starting today, cost-free preventive care must be available for all patients, and that includes mammograms. But it is contraceptive services for women drawing the moral and legal challenges. President Obama has offered religious institutions a compromise and a year's grace period to put the coverage in place. But he insists employees of religious groups must be offered free contraceptive coverage. Ann Compton, ABC News, The White House.
A United Airlines flight from Newark to Geneva, Switzerland was 2 hours in last night when a flight attendant found a camera stuffed into an air sickness bag in an empty seat. It didn't belong to any of the passengers. Fighter jets were scrambled and the plane made an emergency landing in Boston.
Sources tell ABC News terrorists have been searching for new ways to get devices past airport screeners. Just 2 months ago, intelligence officials said they believed the man behind the underwear bombing was trying to develop a way to hide a bomb in a camera.
ABC's Jim Avila. President Obama tweeted congratulations to Michael Phelps last night after he broke the all-time Olympic medal record, earning his 19th with a gold in the 4x200-meter freestyle relay. He still has three more events. Two women's badminton teams from South Korea, one from China and one from Indonesia, are accused of purposefully underperforming in order to secure an easier draw. The crowd was booing, and the BBC's commentator, David Mercer, says there's only one answer.
Disqualification. In my view, you can't pick out one nation against the other. They were all guilty. To my mind, all four pairs have to be disqualified.
Dine at a Chick-fil-A today, and you could be making a political statement. Mike Huckabee's organized Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day. The company president's been under fire for voicing his support for traditional marriage. Gay and lesbian groups are encouraging supporters to drop by and share a kiss. This is ABC News.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Smith, and I'd like to talk to you about a screening. No, not a movie screening, but a screening test for colorectal cancer. It could save your life. Colorectal cancer is highly preventable, yet it is the second leading cancer killer of men and women in the U.S. But it doesn't have to be. Screening finds precancerous polyps so that they can be removed before they turn into cancer. So please, get screened for colorectal cancer. I did.
If you're 50 or older, get screened. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
An ounce of prevention, 5 quarts of oil, another year on the road. However you measure car care, get more at Midas. For just $24.99, Midas will change your oil, rotate your tires, and check your brakes. All just $24.99. A small price to help keep your car running longer. Midas. Total car care. Total customer care.
Up to 5 quarts conventional oil, taxes and shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
It seems the General Services Administration handed out $10,000 bonuses to government workers. Some were involved in the Las Vegas junket scandal, as we hear from ABC's Andy Field.
Some GSA managers receiving $10,000 to $15,000 bonuses. At least five were government workers involved in the lavish Las Vegas convention spending. Republican John Mica chairs the House committee investigating that waste.
They tried to keep the lid on this as long as possible, and now the genie is sort of out of the bottle.
The GSA must now explain to Congress why its earlier executive pay numbers don't match these newly uncovered bonuses. Andy Field, ABC News.
Top technology officers for Los Angeles say that if city workers don't stop watching the Olympics online, there could be a municipal computer meltdown.
Trying to get your email to come up probably takes forever.
Kevin Haley, a tech expert at Norton by Symantec. City officials say a tremendous amount of bandwidth was tied up yesterday during the women's gymnastics and soccer competitions. Deirdre Bryant, ABC News.
Cable 7 and 103.7 WTIB present Talk of the Town with Henry Hinton. News, sports, and community information, and everything that's going on around town. Now, with Talk of the Town, here's your host, Henry Hinton.
Hey, ho, welcome in, everybody. It's Talk of the Town. Good morning to you. It is the first day of August, and a new month has begun. Welcome into the program this morning. Henry and Trent and Clayton Bauman at WITN here this morning. Good to have everybody here. Today is a special day in Greenville. We were talking about it earlier this morning. The Drew Steele Center will open this morning in Greenville. It is going to be a unique facility. because it's going to focus on kids and people in Greenville with special needs. As we know, Drew has kind of been the poster boy for this. And, of course, Skip Holtz is the reason that the thing happened. Skip Holtz is in town, and we're going to talk to Skip on the telephone here in just a minute. Coach Holtz, I just caught him ironing a shirt at the hotel. And we're going to get him on the telephone here in just a couple of minutes and talk about the fact that he's in town for the ribbon cutting, which is coming up in about 55 minutes this morning at 9 o'clock at the what used to be, we all grew up with it, and, well, when I was in college, I shouldn't say grew up with it, but, you know, we used to play basketball there, Elm Street Gym, and they've renovated it now, and it's the Drew Steele Center right across the street from the new Stallings Stadium at Elm Street Park. Boy, what an incredible facility. All that little area down there now
right there.
Turned
really
into
nice.
A heck of a recreation center for the folks at Greenville, and a nice commitment and a lot of money raised, about $400,000 raised through the Drew Steele Foundation through the leadership of Skip Holtz, who did a great job when he was in town. We hadn't talked to Coach Holtz in a while.
Yeah, no, and taking nothing away from the Drew Steele ribbon cutting today, but USF should be pretty good in football this year. Picked to finish second in the Big East, got the quarterback, B.J. Daniels, back.
Are they really?
He's projected to have a pretty good year.
I'll let you ask him the football questions.
Yeah.
Because I'm not paying any attention to that yet.
Should be good.
I'll get there eventually. At the news desk this morning is Clayton Bauman. Good morning, Clayton.
Good morning, Henry.
We have some sort of a breaking story out of Wilson right now.
Yeah, that's right. Wilson police are investigating the death of a domestic disturbance suspect. They responded to a call and heard a gunshot and ended up finding him dead. So gathering some details on that.
Has there been a rash of that recently, it seems?
In Wilson, not too sure. Greenville's had, obviously.
Well, you had the one up in Winton, up in Hertford County, too, which, you know.
Yeah, the McCutcheon.
You know, and then the Grifton thing,
yeah.
You know, with the guy shot his kid. You know, two children shot. I just don't get that. And the story last weekend about the woman who, you know, went out drinking and left her 2 and 4 year old at home. I just, you know, when you hear stuff like that, it just makes me crazy. Can't believe people treat their children like that. I mean, and these kids, I mean, I don't know what the answer is.
Very sad.
No, it's terrible to involve your children in this stuff, and I hate that. But again, here we got another story this morning, domestic violence, and another death this morning. Seems like it's every week now, so sorry to hear about that. The other big thing going on in Greenville today is the fact that Lauren Perdue, who grew up here in Greenville, is going to be, well, I tell you what, if you haven't heard what's happening with her yet, give me 15 seconds, turn the channel, and come back.
This is a spoiler alert.
This is a spoiler alert.
Woo!
I'm not going to be like McGee. All right, here we go. Lauren did qualify for the race this afternoon that is going to take place in London at 4 o'clock. It's a relay. Is it the, which relay is it?
200. Right?
4x2.
4x200.
The 4x200,
yeah,
which means what? They do four different strokes?
Four different
legs.
Women do, yeah.
Right.
Four legs.
So is it a freestyle?
I believe so.
Yeah, okay. So she'll be swimming in that, and she will have a chance to win a gold medal. She will have a chance to medal. We don't know whether she'll win the gold medal or not, but we certainly hope so. We hope they win a medal. Winning a medal at all would be amazing, so... good luck to Lauren Perdue, and it'll probably be shown in prime time tonight on NBC.
Between 8 and midnight, so stay away from social media if you don't want it ruined for you.
Yeah, exactly. It is a freestyle event.
People aren't going to stay away from social media. In fact, that's where I just saw it, because Heather King just put it all there. So that's pretty exciting stuff. The weather today is going to be a little cooler, but more thunderstorms in the forecast, partly cloudy, slight chance of some storms, and we could have some severe storms, high temperature, only 81 degrees. We're going to get our first break of the hour in so we can time this out and get Coach Holtz on when we return. Skip Holtz live on the telephone. Skip's in town today, and that's the opening of the Drew Steele Center. Good choice of music there, Drewski.
I can.
Did you pick that?
Yes, I did. I like the classics.
Little Boss as we go to break. We'll be right back. I'm with Jim Clement of the Clement Companies. And, Jim, one of the things you folks obviously are known for and do really well is working with companies. What are some of the things you're focused on right now at the Clement Companies to help save businesses money on their insurance costs?
Well, let's talk specifically about saving money in workers' compensation. There are five really keys, Henry. Develop a safety program. Integrate that program into the daily operations of your business. Investigate all injuries and keep your employees involved in that investigative process. Provide ongoing training and audit these programs and stimulate continuous improvement.
And there are ways to save money on workers' comp, right? And that's the job of your insurance agent to help the company figure that out.
Right. You've got to continuously be proactive with your clients, and that's what we do.
Contact Jim Clement and the Clement Companies at 756-8300. That's 252-756-8300. The Clement Companies, insurance solutions today in preparation for tomorrow.
Use vehicles with approved credit payments for 3 months of your own demand. 740 Beacon Plus Tax Type and 99 dealership.
It's the Credit Doctor's Credit Clinic. The Credit Doctor will ensure the success of this special automotive savings event at Bobby Murray Toyota. $57 down or $79 a month. Prices from $30.99 through Saturday. The Credit Doctor will give you an automotive physical, but you need to bring $57. Lease returns and load a high mileage trade-ins, just $57 down or $79 a month. The Credit Doctor says trucks, SUVs, vans, cars, sports cars, luxury cars. From $30.99 only at Bobby Murray Toyota. All you need is $57 down or payments from $79 a month. It's the Credit Doctor's Credit Clinic. Call 800-745-2686 or online at bmurraytoyota.com. Bobby Murray Toyota, Wesleyan Boulevard, Rocky Mount.
The heart of Rocky Mount beats in Bobby Murray.
At Rep Express Catering, we are honored every day to be a part of such special events, especially a wedding. Rep Express has come up with something fun we offer to our brides and grooms that they can receive nowhere else. The Rainy Day Guarantee. If it rains at your ceremony, we will provide 50% off your catering services for your wedding if it rains. Raspberry Brie Bites, crab-infused portobello mushrooms, to our famous mashed potato bar served martini style. At Rep Express, we do it and we do it the best. Call now, 353-7333.
If your mortgage rate could talk, would it sound like this?
Or would it sound like this?
If it was a means of transportation, would it be a submarine?
Or would it be an airplane?
If it had tickets to the game, would it be sitting courtside?
Or would it be up in the nosebleeds?
Don't settle for high mortgage rates. Switch to Select Bank and Trust today and ask about our limbo mortgage to see how low we can go. SelectBankandTrust.com. Select Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We think about the Panthers right there. That was the song the Panthers come out to, right? Cat Scratch Fever. 13 after 8 o'clock. Skip Holtz is going to be on the phone with me here in just a minute. Skip is in town for the opening of the Drew Steele Center today. And I would dare say without Skip Holtz, it would not have happened. So it's good to have Coach Holtz back in town. We're going to talk to him in just a couple of minutes. We welcomed Mike Worsley last hour. I got that right? Michael Worsley? Michael is a student at Washington High School. And he is here in the studio with us this morning in the control room, shadowing the this is a shadowing program that he's involved in. He's expressing an interest in the broadcasting and communications industry. Have you learned anything yet, Michael? Are these guys treating you okay? Okay. Just checking. It's not always the case, so we'll make sure. Clayton will have news headlines. Trent will have sports in just a minute. We'll also check the full weather after we talk to Skip here in a minute. And of course, we mentioned Lauren Perdue probably in prime time tonight, which would be exciting for all of us to watch. But also Michael Phelps last night becoming the most decorated Olympic athlete ever. He did win the 19th, the 18th and 19th medals. Did Lochte swim last night?
In the relay, then. The game, the gold that the U.S. won, Lochte was on that relay team.
Aren't you happy to see Michael Phelps get the ninth? I mean, after the thing started the way it started for him, so happy to see that. So, I mean, you know, if he doesn't, you know, but the surprise was that he did not win the 200 butterfly. He got beat by the South African guy there. which was a little bit of a shocker because that was his big event, and he won it 8 years ago, and then he won it 4 years ago, and last night he just got edged out by the, I think the guy was from South Africa.
Well, you know, and what was funny was Michael Phelps' mom celebrated as if Phelps had won the race. She didn't realize that he got caught, and she was shown throwing her hands up. She was excited, yes, and he didn't win.
All right, let's go to the telephone. I'm getting the thumbs up in the control room there. I think we got Skip Holtz on the line. As we mentioned, we've been talking about all morning this morning, the Elm Street Gym becomes the Drew Steele Center officially today, the ribbon cutting, the grand opening. And on the telephone with us now is the head football coach at the University of South Florida, former ECU football coach, Skip Holtz. Good morning, Coach Holtz.
Well, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, it's great to hear your voice. How's everything going with you? Thanks for coming back to Greenville and being a part of this today.
It's great to be back here. I mean, the schedule gets hectic, but I'm glad we could make it work out because this is going to be a special day. And having the opportunity to be back in Greenville and see so many familiar sights and so many great memories, it's really good to be back.
How's your family doing? And especially your beautiful wife.
Everybody's doing great. I'm surprised the show has continued on without Jennifer.
I was going to say we've been missing her here. My former co-host, she was great.
And she still has dreams of coming back here and being your co-host and doing it on a permanent basis.
I think that's a great idea. Just leave you in Florida. Hey, this is a big day because this was a dream that I know you had and your relationship with Drew. And I was laughing this morning telling the story about the first day we were sitting down over Mike Steele's office and coming up with this idea, this golf tournament. I was there. Phil Oschlager was there. There have been a lot of people in Greenville that helped, but we all were telling you what you could do and couldn't do, and then we found out quickly that that kind of is not the way you operate.
Well, I'll tell you what, that meeting, we were talking about it last night, that meeting was huge from a standpoint of bringing you in and Phil in and everybody from a media standpoint, because this, what makes this event so just awesome was that with the media all coming together to make it work, with the car dealers coming together, with the restaurants coming together, so many people just gave to this project, and that's why it's so neat, because this is truly a product that the community made happen. And so it was, it brings back, like I said, just great memories, and glad we could pull it off. The community really wrapped its arms around it, and that's why it worked.
Yeah, this is a big day not only for Drew and Mike Steele, but you, but all the people who really stepped up and tried to do something nice here.
And they did. Like we said, so many people did step up. And
again,
it was a great event. It was a fun event. But it was definitely a team effort with so many guys coming together, so many people coming together. And it was an awesome time. It was an awesome event. And right now I'm just so excited that this has become a reality and that the building is finished. I can remember when I was here a couple of years ago and we put the sledgehammers to the building, or maybe the building put it to us. But when we tried to hit the building with a couple sledgehammers, but it didn't come down with one swing. But to see that this is now a reality, I think it's just awesome, and it's going to benefit the people in the community. It's going to be have open access to the public, but it's also going to be there for the special needs populations in the area. And I think that is one of the things that makes it so rewarding for me.
Well, thank you for coming back and being a part of it. Over $400,000 was raised. How many years was the golf tournament, by the way? Was it two or three?
Three years.
And it just turned out to be a huge event, and those of us involved in it know why, because you pushed it to that level, and we learned a lot about running those kind of events from you, but we also learned a lot about you and your character. And man, we sure miss you here in Greenville.
I miss y'all as well. This is a great place with a lot of good people. And so I said, coming back is just bringing back so many special memories for me. And had the opportunity to see a lot of people last night at the hotel as I got in last night. But looking forward to today and seeing the opening of this gym. Like I said, it's just great to be back. Appreciate you, Henry.
All right, nice talking to you, and good luck this morning. I'm going to try to get over there and see you before you leave.
That would be great. Right. I appreciate it.
Okay, Skip.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Skip Holtz on his way to the event this morning. So we didn't really have time to get into football. Sorry.
Yeah, he was rushing. You know, he's in a rush.
Yeah, I could tell he was probably arriving. I told him we'd only keep him a couple minutes, yeah. So that worked out good. All right, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, let's check some news headlines now. News and weather this hour brought to you by Suddenlink and the king of all media, Phil Oschlager himself, who was a big part. Suddenlink was a big part of raising money also for the Drew Steele Center. It was a big community effort, but nobody gave more than Suddenlink through that thing. So thanks to Suddenlink as well, who is going to bring us this news update now. Breaking news out of Wilson and more. Here is Clayton Bauman at the WITN News Desk.
That's right, Henry. Got some more details on that. Wilson police say the SBI is investigating the death of a domestic disturbance suspect. The man who died is identified as 29-year-old Julius Lucas of Keenan Street in Wilson. Police say officers responded to a domestic disturbance call a little after 12:09 this morning. While officers were headed to the location, officer found Lucas's vehicle on London Church Road. Police say Lucas fired at the officers. One officer returned fire, and Lucas ran from the scene. Police say they set up a perimeter to secure the area. A short time later, police say officers heard a single gunshot. Wilson police then found Lucas dead behind a warehouse at London Church Street. Wilson police say they will not be commenting on the case. The SBI is handling the investigation. No police officers were injured in that. A nearly two-hour standoff between a gunman and Havelock police ended with nobody hurt. The city of Havelock says police were called out at 7:46 last night to a domestic disturbance at Havelock Manor Apartments on Shipman Road and found an armed man had barricaded himself inside an apartment. Police say the man surrendered nearly 2 hours later around 9:30 and was arrested. The suspect's name nor any details on charges have been released. Havelock police are still investigating. Deputies say an Onslow County man sexually abused a teenager for the past 6 years. Calvin Tennant of Holly Ridge was arrested Monday on 27 charges, ranging from felony child abuse involving a sexual act to second-degree sexual exploitation of a minor. Deputies say they began investigating Tennant a month ago when the 15-year-old victim told his mother about the sex offenses. A forensic specialist with the sheriff's office discovered approximately 1,200 photos of pornography and illicit sex scenes on the man's computer. The 40-year-old Tennant is jailed on an over $1.4 million bond. A bill to help Marines and family members sickened by contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune heads to President Obama's desk now that the U.S. House has approved it. The House approved a Senate version of Janie Ensminger's Act by voice vote Tuesday. The bill is named for a girl who died of leukemia at the age of 9. Her father, Jerry Ensminger of Elizabethtown, led the fight to get health care for the victims and to get information about the contamination released. The bill covers Marines and family members who lived or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1957 to 1987. Ensminger says the bill is confirmation by Congress that people were harmed at Lejeune. A Marine Corps spokeswoman didn't return any messages seeking comment from the Associated Press. And finally, a Greenville swimmer is competing today in her Olympic debut. Lauren Perdue swam for J.H. Rose High School and the Greenville Swimming Club before going to college. Last month, she qualified for the 4x200-meter relay at the Olympic Trials. Her former coach says it's a big step for Greenville swimming. The qualifying round of the relay will air on WITN between 11 and 11:30 this morning. If the team advances, the final round will air between 8 p.m. and midnight. Henry?
Okay, very good. Suddenlink brings us our news update and our weather. Let's check the weather forecast. Now going to be a cooler day. Here's McGee.
Yeah, it is a cooler day. Cooler night tonight. Lows in the mid to upper 60s. Thunderstorms early, then partly cloudy after midnight, again with a low of 67 degrees. A 30% chance of rain for Thursday. Partly cloudy skies with isolated thunderstorms developing during the afternoon. A high of 88 degrees. Again, just a 30% chance of rainfall for your Thursday. Showers and storms during the evening tomorrow night, becoming clear overnight with lows in the lower 70s with a 30% chance of rain. And for Friday, times of sun and clouds with highs in the upper 80s and lows in the upper 60s.
All right, news and weather this hour brought to you by Suddenlink. We've been talking about the extra channels that Suddenlink has been providing during the Olympic coverage. They are now enhancing your London Olympics experience with a dedicated 3D Olympics channel. We talked about this with Billy Weaver yesterday. Plus, they've got an HD channel just for soccer and an HD channel for basketball. With Suddenlink On Demand and Suddenlink To Go, you'll be able to watch the London games anytime, anywhere. Just another example of how Suddenlink just keeps getting better. The games, of course, run through August the 12th, and Suddenlink, here's the deal. There are three new temporary channels where you can catch more of the Olympic games. Channel 200 is in 3D. Olympics HD soccer on channel 199 and HD basketball on channels 198. Now that's in addition to some of the other channels that are covering, including the NBC Sports Channel, of course, NBC. Access to 1,750 plus hours of TV coverage also on NBC, NBC Sports, MSNBC, Telemundo, Bravo. Watch NBC Universal's 3,500 plus hours of live coverage of the events from London. Also on NBCOlympics.com with Suddenlink's blazing fast speeds. And you can watch at 4 o'clock this afternoon and see Lauren Perdue swim on Suddenlink.com. If you go to NBC, if you go to NBCOlympics.com, and if you want to see what happens before they run it in prime time tonight. And with Suddenlink On Demand and Suddenlink To Go, you can catch the best moments of the 2012 Summer Games no matter where you are. Visit Suddenlink.net. They've got a special website, Suddenlink.net/NBC London Games. That's Suddenlink.net/NBC London Games to find out more, or you can just go to suddenlink.com. It is 8:26, 26 minutes now after 8 o'clock. We got some open line time today since we got Skip on a little early, and we would love to hear from you. I got a couple of things to talk about. There's a letter to the editor this morning from Diane Ruffino here in Greenville, again talking about Sunday voting being a political pawn. And the idea that there was a compromise offered in Pitt County to just cut this down to one Sunday instead of two Sundays. But her point this morning is both Organizing for America and the Pitt County Democratic Party colluded here with so they can get members of black churches to be able to conveniently take advantage of church buses and to go vote on the church buses after church. Now, how do you feel about that? Is there anything wrong with that? Or is this just another ploy to try to help one party over the other? What are your thoughts about that? The other thing that I'd like to hear from you on this morning, mentioned this yesterday, the Greenville City Council is wrestling with this new potential change in the ordinance where no more than three unrelated people can live in any one dwelling. And the folks down around the university area are saying this is going to lead to more of the college students being able to rent a house and have five or six at a time. Yet, it appears that that area of town is becoming a little more problematic in terms of crime. And so would having more college students in the university area help that situation, which is one of the things that the city council here in Greenville is going to be dealing with? What do you think about that? 561-8255. And then one other issue we can talk about this morning during open lines is this. The question about who Mitt Romney should choose as his vice presidential candidate. There is a story in this morning's News and Observer that says that there is going to be a Romney bus tour through North Carolina, and they are speculating that that he's going to be taking this bus tour through the swing states like North Carolina and Florida, maybe Ohio, and the purpose is to have the vice presidential candidate be on the bus and go from town to town in North Carolina. Who do you want to see on that bus? Marco Rubio, Tim Pawlenty, Condoleezza Rice? I can't see Condoleezza driving the bus across the state. Call us, 561-8255. Open line Wednesday. We got open lines. We'd love to hear from you. The lines are open right now. We want to hear from you on any of these or any other issues that you got on your mind. Let's talk this morning. 561-8255. 561-8255. Give us a call. We will be back. More Talk of the Town right after this.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
This just in from Ann herself. Ann's dumplings and Ann's delicious chicken base are now available at Walmart food stores and Piggly Wiggly. It's a one-stop shop to make Ann's famous chicken and dumplings with regular or whole wheat dumplings and the chicken base. Mmm. Tastes like homemade. With Ann's dumplings and chicken base, good cooks become great cooks. Ann's dumplings and chicken base are now at Walmart and Piggly Wiggly, or visit the website at annsdumplings.com for all Ann's products.
I'm with Michael Overton from Coldwell Banker Commercial Coastal Mark here in Eastern North Carolina. Michael, tell folks what you do.
Well, Coldwell Banker Commercial is one of the largest commercial real estate firms in the world, but we are firmly established here in Eastern North Carolina.
And so what you do is leasing and commercial sales, meaning if I've got a shopping center or a building I need leased or sold, I come to you.
That's correct. And it's not just shopping centers and buildings. We do commercial real estate of all types, including multifamily units.
In fact, you have a management division.
We do. We have Coastal Rivers Property Management with offices in Greenville, New Bern, and Washington, and currently manage commercial single-family homes and multifamily units.
Michael, your family name has been synonymous with success in business for a long time in Eastern Carolina.
It has. My dad built a large company with Overton's. I'm very proud of his accomplishments. And one of the things he taught me there was customer service. It takes 10 years to get a customer and 10 seconds to lose one, so that's definitely one of our focuses.
How do people contact you?
252-355-5220 or on the web at cbccoastalmark.com.
May I have your attention, please? Show On Trading Company, 133 Main Street, is closing its doors, and everything is on sale. All furniture, including Ashley, Bernard, Serta mattresses, and hundreds of rugs are greatly reduced. All furniture and mattresses must go now. Bring your truck and load it up. Cash, checks, or credit card accepted. First come, first sold, but no refunds on purchases. Delivery for larger items also available. Show On Trading Furniture in downtown Williamson, 133 Main Street. Liquidation sale is going on now.
Winslow's Deli Tavern and Market is more than a restaurant serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Winslow's is Greenville's premier spot for 46 beers on tap, over 400 craft beers in the bottle, and Eastern North Carolina's largest selection of bourbon and whiskey. There's always something going on at Winslow's, so gather friends for half-price bottles of wine on Monday, karaoke on Tuesday, Wednesdays for jazz, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, live music or a DJ. Winslow's is the perfect spot for our Sunday brunch buffet, daily drink specials, and our two outdoor patios, one for smoking and the other for non-smokers. Winslow's, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, is Greenville's dining preference and nightlife spot. For bridal showers, private parties, business meetings, or large groups, call Catherine at 364-8921. Winslow's in Uptown Greenville.
All right, it's 28 in front of 9, Talk of the Town here Wednesday morning, August the 1st. Welcome to August. Open line time. Phone lines are open at 561-8255. A lot of things to talk about. Hadn't had a chance to really do much open lines recently, so call us. Talking about who Romney should pick for VP, talking about the controversial ordinance here in the university area. You can talk about Chancellor Ballard being a candidate at Albany if you want to, or any of those things, and also the controversial decision by the Pitt County Board of Elections to allow two Sundays of Sunday voting, and a couple of folks online, but we'd love to hear from you, 561-8255. Up first, is it really Judah?
Yeah, Judah.
J-U-D-A?
J-U-D-A-H.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Judah, don't make it bad.
You're on the air, Judah. Go ahead.
That's nice. Well, first thing I was wondering, and I'm not from around here, but what is it about thou shalt keep the Sabbath holy that they're forgetting? I mean,
yeah.
Voting on Sunday, I mean, and busking people from churches, that's not exactly the Sabbath.
Well, that's one of the great arguments against Sunday voting, and of course, Coral Wichard, who is the local lady who's the activist who's led the charge against this, that's been her biggest complaint, is that, you know, we shouldn't, you know, the county offices are closed on Sunday. Now they're going to have to open. We're going to have to pay poll workers to show up on Sunday afternoons. And this idea that that people are being, I love this term, disenfranchised. And I love the comment of the lady who stood up at the Board of Elections meeting and says, we have been denied long enough. We Well, we've been denied long enough. And, I you know, you go back to 2000, you couldn't vote but one day. You could vote one day. But, I mean, now you can vote like 14, 20 days. And on top of that, they got to open up Sunday afternoons. I don't get it.
Well, I'm not trying to run Chick-fil-A here or anything, but if you need a church bus to drive you to a voting booth on a Sunday, maybe you don't need to be voting anyway.
But, well, I think the idea, and some believe that pastors will get up in the pulpit and tell people how to vote, and that happened in 2008. Oh, yeah. But, I mean, here's the thing. Here's what I think. I think that we should tape all the churches that day, and anybody that does it, they should lose their 501c3 status. They should lose their nonprofit status, and you know, let's let them start paying taxes.
Well, and this does dovetail into the VP thing, but, you know, I would vote for my cat before I voted for Barack Obama. So I don't really care who the VP is as long as he gets votes with him. And that would be Marco Rubio, probably, because, he needs as many Hispanic votes as possible.
You know, you're making a good point. My wife and I were talking about this weekend because I was asking her, what do you think about Condoleezza Rice? And my wife's first comment was, well, she says she doesn't want it. And I was like, they all say they don't want it, right up to the point they get it. She's not going to turn it down. But she's pro-choice, which is not going to play well to the Republican base.
Oh, well, that's going to keep me from voting.
Well, but that's what my wife said. That she said, my wife, very, very deep on this issue. She said, so you think Republicans will then vote for, or independents will vote for Obama because of that? And I'm like, well, they might. You never know. You know, it's going to be decided by the independent vote. So, well, you know, the base is going to vote for Romney no matter what. It's those independent voters that are going to make the decision. And if you pick Condoleezza Rice, you can look at it two ways. It might be positive for the independent.
You just open up the whole Iraq war argument with that one. There's no reason to go with Rice. The whole point is you go with Rubio to get Hispanic votes, or you go with a Bobby Jindal or some sort of other
God, not Bobby Jindal,
that
please.
Done something to get in independence. Because
how do you feel about Tim Pawlenty?
Oh my God! Are you kidding me? I mean, if I want to go to sleep, I'll just watch, NBC News or something. But I mean.
But here's the question, does it matter?
He's now Les
Bachman. But here's the reason that you might pick Pawlenty, because the vice presidential candidate became such a lightning rod in 2008, and you don't want that to happen again.
Oh, heaven forbid. Well, let's put it this way. The good choice would be what's-his-face from Wisconsin. The name's escaping.
Portman?
But what's that?
Portman? Is he from Wisconsin?
No, God, no. He's another insomnia character.
Who's
but
from
I'm
Wisconsin?
Talking about oh my God, please help me. The budget guy from Wisconsin.
Oh, Paul Ryan.
Yeah, Paul Ryan would absolutely clean the floor with Biden.
Yeah, I like Paul Ryan.
So would my cat. So Paul Ryan would be an intelligent choice to actually have some intelligent conversations and budget issues introduced. Someone like Bobby Jindal, but still you just have to go with Marco Rubio because the fact is that the Hispanic vote is an important vote this year, and it's going to be more so in the future. So,
you know, if you use the logic that Dick Cheney used on Sunday, he was saying that Sarah Palin didn't have enough experience.
Dick Cheney needs to shut up.
Yeah, some people are going to listen to that, and that's going to, you apply that to Marco Rubio. He's been in Congress.
Well, what
he's been
is
in the
Dick
Senate last
thank
two,
you
less than 2 years.
Fodder for the other side.
Yeah, well.
I mean, you don't give your enemy ammunition.
That's a good point.
I don't understand him.
You sound very passionate, Judah. Where are you from, by the way?
Originally Kansas City, but
do you live now here in Eastern Carolina?
Oh, I live in Beargrass, and I teach around here. So.
All right, good. You going to be part of the new charter school over there?
No. Okay. Martin County's shady enough that they got enough shady things going on.
All right, Judah. Thank you, man.
All right.
Good to hear from you. 561-8255. 561-8255. Open lines. Let's go to David. Hey, David.
Yeah, so how you doing this morning?
Doing fantastic. Hope you are.
Okay, yeah. I'm a truck driver, and I come down to North Carolina every 2 or 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
But I live in Virginia, and I was talking about the VP. We got a governor up there, Bob McDonnell.
Yep.
He's a class guy. This is the third year in a row that Virginia has been in the black.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, like the left-wing people, they just want politics. But this governor up here, man, in Virginia, he takes time. He goes to the children's hospital and visits them, and he's just a wonderful guy.
Yeah, he's a good choice. I like him.
Yeah, and I think they say how Virginia's a swing state, and you know, I think they could probably get Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And one other thing I wanted to add, now I don't know if this is true, so I don't want to say anything wrong to your listeners because you'll override it, but I heard Marco Rubio could not be because he was not a born citizen in the United States. He couldn't be the VP or the president. I don't know if Rush Limbaugh said it or what, but that's what I have
McGee,
heard. Now, I'm not
McGee, Wikipedia.
Now, I could be wrong.
I haven't heard
that
before. I don't know. You know, I know his family are Cuban immigrants.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
I got somebody here in the studio telling me that he was born in Florida.
Oh, he was wonderful. Good.
He's
yeah. I'm sorry. I don't know who I heard that from, but Bob McDonnell in Virginia, there, the governor, or Rubio. I think they would probably be there because
Bob McDonnell's not a bad idea, and his name's been thrown around. But you know, when you hear the national pundits talking about the top people, you don't hear McDonald's name thrown around much. But I do think his name is going to be part of it. I think Richard Burr's name will be thrown around some too. But I don't think Senator Burr will. I don't think he's sexy enough to the national media. So
yes,
maybe
sir.
Not. All right, thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
561-8255. 561-8255. Open lines this morning. Let's go to Benny. Good morning, Benny.
Hey, Henry, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Doing fine. Benny,
our financial expert.
Yeah.
I just recognize your voice. How you doing?
And I'm doing fine. I think Romney's, and I don't know who fits this mold, but I think he has to find somebody with foreign policy experience. You know, he's a business guy, former governor, you know, kind of got a handle on the domestic issues. But, you know, one thing that, one chink in his armor that I guess they could, you know, campaign against once he picks a nominee is if they pick, you know, someone weak in foreign policy, and he has basically no foreign policy experience. But, when Obama picked Biden, I mean, he obviously had foreign policy experience as a senator, although it was kind of laughable, but he, you know, did sit on committees and things. But,
yep.
You know, so if he picks picks someone that's been a governor or just dealing with state issues, I mean, I think that would be a tough sell, but it's going to be hard pressed to find someone with foreign policy experience that's an exciting candidate and get the base excited, because most of the time those folks are, I guess, about like accountants, you know, not very exciting people.
You know, the idea of picking somebody with foreign policy experience makes sense, but Benny, I don't think they pick the candidates that way. I think they pick them simply by who can help me win the most. And
demographic needs and the votes. That's
and, you know,
exactly
if you if you look at that, Rubio's the guy, right?
Yeah.
Rubio, you know, the last caller, David, made a good point. You know, Bob McDonnell would help carry Virginia. But, you know, Virginia's not a very large state, is it? Not nearly as large as North Carolina. And so I don't know how many electoral votes, McGee, Wikipedia, how many electoral votes does Virginia have? It's a pretty small state comparatively. Comparatively to Florida, which has a bunch of electoral votes, and so for my money, the guy might be Rubio.
13.
So how many does Florida have? So Virginia has 13 electoral votes, and Florida, I think, has something like 25.
Yeah, Florida has actually 27.
27, yeah. So if you were a betting man today, Benny, who would you pick?
Well, I'd probably. A betting man, I'd pick Rubio, but I mean, heck, I wish he'd pick Chris Christie just for the excitement of it, but I'm not sure Chris Christie
would be another Palin. I mean, I don't mean this in terms of intellect and ability to govern, because I really, really like him, but he would be such a target for the media and for the left. You know, he'd be fun. It'd be fun to listen to him kind of slap him back. But, you know, his weight is going to be, it would become a referendum on fat people.
I think there's a couple of things about Chris Christie. Either he has got some serious skeletons in his closet and know they'll come out as the reason he didn't run, or either two, he knows there's no chance in heck that Republicans can win this year, and he's going to just wait 4 years and run on the ticket 4 years from now.
God, I hope that's not true.
Because I don't know why he would not have got in the race, because I think he would have walked to the nomination, quite honestly.
You know, I think it's the weight thing. I just think he doesn't want to, you know, he hears enough about it. I don't think he wants to deal with it, and I think he wants to keep on eating Twinkies. All right, thank you, Benny. All right, we'll slip Paul in before the break, and we got to get a break in. Paul, you're up next. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. How are you doing?
Hey, good voice, Paul.
Yes, I would like to just suggest that we make Election Day a holiday. You know, Australia has an Election Day as a holiday, yeah. And that way people could get out to vote without having to work around their work schedule and all that sort of thing.
I don't know if I like that idea, but I like that better than Sunday voting.
All right. Well, thank you for what you do, and I'm going to get off the air now.
All right, Paul. Nice to hear from you. All right.
I like another holiday.
Yeah, I was going to say McGee likes the idea of
being
another holiday.
Yeah,
14 after 8 o'clock. Let's take a break. We will be back. More phone calls if you want to get in this morning, 561-8255, 561-8255. There's a lot of talk about the Rubio and vice presidential thing. Who do you want to see Mitt Romney pick? That's kind of dominating the conversation. I'd love to hear some conversation on some of the other issues too, like this Greenville City Council ordinance that they're looking at. Do you think it's a detriment to allow more than three people unrelated to live in a dwelling? Or at this point, have we kind of hit the tipping point in the university area and we need to try something new over there because of the crime issues over there? What do you think? 561-8255, 561-TALK. Back with more of your calls right after this.
Hello, this is Henry Groom with Total Lawnmower Care, a Briggs & Stratton Diamond dealer. Total Lawnmower Care and Briggs & Stratton are ready to help you with equipment, parts, and service to make your landscaping projects go easier. For new equipment, service, of current equipment, or parts to fix your own, call Total Lawnmower Care 756-4100 for information on Briggs & Stratton parts and products. Total Lawnmower Care provides warranty service and general repairs on your Briggs & Stratton engines and other products. Pickup of your equipment is available. We specialize in parts lookup to be sure you get the right parts to do your own repairs, and we maintain one of the largest stocks of parts in the area. Remember, Total Lawnmower Care in Briggs & Stratton. When you need service, parts, or equipment, call 756-4100, 756-4100. Total Lawnmower Care is located at 5643 NC43 South.
Meineke Car Care Center near Pitt Community College on West Fire Tower Road is back open under new ownership. Both Greenville Meineke locations are having a truckload tire sale through the end of July. That's a huge truckload tire sale at the Meineke on Fire Tower Road and beside the Greenville Auto Auction on Dickinson Avenue Extension. The two Meineke locations are total car care centers, from state inspections and oil changes to major repairs and everything in between. All work done is under warranty at any of the 950 locations nationwide. If you have a major repair, take advantage of their 6 to 12 month no interest financing. Greenville now has two Meineke Car Care Centers, West Fire Tower Road near Pitt Community College, and on Dickinson Avenue Extension beside the Greenville Auto Auction. Get new tires for a great price right now at Meineke's huge truckload tire sale. Hurry, the truckload tire sale ends July 31st at either of the Meineke Car Care Centers in Greenville.
Say goodbye to blindly following the iPhone crowd to a carrier that just doesn't care. And hello to U.S. Cellular's high-quality network with the amazing new 4G LTE Samsung Galaxy S3 smartphone for $199.99. U.S. Cellular. Hello better. After $100 mail-in rebate that comes as a MasterCard debit card, smartphone, data plan, and other restrictions apply. $30 activation fee may apply. See store for details.
Real Wireless, with locations in Williamston, Robertsonville, Whistler, and Ahoskie. All stores speak Spanish. Se habla Español and todos las tiendas. Real Wireless is a U.S. Cellular authorized agent.
It's time for more healthcare choices in Eastern North Carolina, and United Healthcare has recently expanded its network here to include Bidet Health Hospitals and physicians. With United Healthcare's growing network, you now have options for your healthcare coverage. It's time for greater access to care. It's time to check out United Healthcare. Learn more at uhctogether.com/eastnc. Insurance cover provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company or its affiliates. Administrative services provided by United Healthcare Services, Inc. or its affiliates. Healthcare plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare of North Carolina, Inc.
We are back. 10 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. Talk of the town here, Open Line Wednesday. We're talking about lots of stuff, including who Mitt Romney will pick as his vice presidential candidate. The story in the News Observer this morning says Romney is planning a bus tour through North Carolina ahead of the Republican National Convention. This is coming from CNN's Peter Hamby. Says the tour could serve as the rollout for the vice presidential pick. A preliminary, not final, schedule puts Romney's tour in the Tar Heel State on August the 12th. After stops in Virginia, from North Carolina, the tour will move on to Florida. So maybe in 2 weeks we could have a sighting of Mitt Romney or maybe his vice presidential. Which this indicates that he's going to pick somebody soon.
And if you want to find out first, there's an app for that.
Oh, yeah?
Mitt Romney for President Today launched a new mobile app that will allow users to sign up to be the first to learn the identity of the 2012 Republican VP candidate.
Hmm. Interesting.
There's an app for everything.
561-8255. 561-8255. Lines are open. Paul, who do you want Romney to pick? I'm sorry, Vic.
Hey, good morning, Henry.
Vic, I'm sorry. How you doing?
Good.
Who do you want him to pick?
Well, I'm a big fan of Rubio, but I think we have an ace card with Obama's eligibility being in question, and I'm not sure if Rubio is eligible for the presidency.
Didn't we just confirm that he was born in the United States?
He was born in the U.S., and there's also a question about Bobby Jindal as well, so it's not just Rubio who they're questioning.
Yeah.
Well, I just hope that confirmation is stronger and more clear than Obama's.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So you're still buying into the idea that somehow Obama is going to be eliminated because of eligibility?
Well, if you ask me, do I trust Sheriff Joe Arpaio of Arizona? Yeah, I do. I do trust him.
He came out with some new proof recently.
Well,
and I noticed there was a letter to the editor in the Greenville paper this week from Howard Moy, and Howard's no dummy, I'll tell you that.
Right.
But, you know, I guess the question is that has that train left the station? I mean, they're never going to admit it.
Well,
and so it's going to be in question. So, I mean, you know, there'll always be people who won't believe that he was born in the United States. There'll always be people who believe that. But the truth of the matter is it's not going to be an issue in the campaign, I don't think.
Well, answering the question about Rubio, I haven't heard him say anything that I disagreed with. But I just don't want us to put him in position to be president and lose the argument about Obama's eligibility.
Yeah. Well, so you would go in another direction, not with Rubio.
I would only want to confirm the facts. Is he eligible on his own?
Yeah.
If he is eligible, I think he'd be great. I think he'd be great.
Okay. Thank you, Vic.
All right. Thanks, Henry.
All right. Let's go to Nelson. Good morning, Nelson.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, sir. I'm down here in Greenville. I drive down from Virginia. I'm a truck driver, too. I drive down from Virginia every day myself.
Wow.
Listen to you guys.
Two truck drivers. We appreciate. We're very big with truck drivers. We got the truck driver demo covered.
Okay. Yeah, it's a delivery truck. But anyway, I wanted to say I always thought the voting would be a good idea, have a holiday on voting day, and then I realized that wouldn't be a good idea because the actual working people in this country are going to have to work anyway. I don't drive on holidays.
Yeah.
Maybe 4th of July and stuff. Most people, I mean, it'd be another day for stores to stay open and so forth. So the only people that are actually going to vote are government workers, people who don't work, schools, students, those sorts. So we know how they're going to vote.
Well, Nelson, you're working all the time, even on holidays. When do you vote?
Well, in Virginia, I found out this year, which I plan to do, is you can vote absentee if you have a good reason why you can't make it to the polls.
Exactly. So why do we need Sunday voting?
We don't need Sunday voting. I don't know why you guys got it.
Yes, you do. Yes, you know. You know why.
All right, I know why. I'm sorry to get certain people out there. But I understand.
All right, Nelson, thank you, man. We got to run. Appreciate the call. Appreciate all the calls this morning. Let's check a few sports headlines here. Here's McGee with sports.
All right, and Greenville swimmer Lauren Perdue will have a chance to compete for a gold medal today. Perdue and the rest of her spoiler alert, Perdue and the rest of her team in the 4x200-meter relay won their heat this morning in London. They will compete for a medal this afternoon. The finals are scheduled for 4 o'clock Eastern time, and the U.S. won gold in the Olympics team gymnastics, first gold since 1996. Michael Phelps picked up his 19th gold medal, becoming the most decorated athlete in Olympic history. Women's soccer team won for the Americans. Basketball team routed Tunisia. And away from the Olympic coverage, Penn State running back Silas Redd, he is transferring to Southern California. USC Athletics Director Pat Hayden issued a statement Tuesday afternoon welcoming Redd to the Trojan family. Makes the second player now the Nittany Lions have lost in the wake of the NCAA sanctions.
All right, very good. Good luck to Lauren Perdue as she goes for that gold medal
indeed.
Today.
Yes, indeed.
Well, wouldn't that be exciting? And her, by the way, her parents, Dr. Perdue, I know her family is over there with her. So
yeah,
I hope
it'll
be a special day, hopefully. Last little input here. Bill Staten has sent me an email. I know it's a little late in the show, but I'm surprised people that live in Greenville aren't calling you at least once a day to complain about not being able to park where they want in their own yard without getting a ticket. I work with people that live in Greenville and receive tickets for not parking in their own driveway but parking in the grass beside their driveway. That's part of the code enforcement thing that's going on. It's part of the complaints of the people over there in the university area. It's been crazy. Talk more about it tomorrow. Everybody have a great Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow on Talk of the Town.
The most important motorcycle ride and rally in the region rolls into Jacksonville on August 18th. Important because this ride supports the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Jacksonville. Open to all bikers, the ride will begin from Onslow County Fairgrounds at noon, Saturday, August 18th. Sign up begins at 8 a.m. or go to OnslowVietnamMemorial.org to find an entry form. Riders receive a t-shirt, a chance to win door prizes, and free entertainment all weekend. The public is invited to the fairgrounds to see live bands all weekend, including Freeway at 8 p.m. Saturday, and on Sunday, Dixie Driver opens for Ricochet beginning at 2 p.m. There is a huge car show, exhibits, and of course, you will witness the start of what sponsors hope will be the biggest ever ride in Onslow County. Proceeds benefit the Onslow Vietnam Veterans Memorial, so make plans to attend August 17th, 18th, and 19th at Onslow County Fairgrounds in Jacksonville.
There's a new mortgage company coming to Eastern Carolina. Homeowners Mortgage is open in an office in Greenville to help guide you through today's challenging market. Come celebrate the grand opening of Homeowners Mortgage on Thursday, August 2nd from 11:30 to 2 p.m. There'll be a ribbon cutting, a live Star 94.3 radio broadcast, and free lunch will be served. Come and celebrate the opening of Greenville's new mortgage company, Homeowners Mortgage, located at 625 Lindale Court, Suite E. Be there on Thursday, August 2nd.
Hi, this is Lewis Sloan with Sloan Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Washington. I would like to personally invite you to stop by our office located at 245 West Main Street. Our agents look forward to reviewing and fine-tuning your personal and commercial insurance policies. Sloan Insurance has been serving this area for 62 years as an independent insurance agent. We represent a variety of well-established companies with competitive rates and affordable coverage.
Contact Lewis and his team today at 946-6114 or sloanagency.com.
In the 60 seconds it will take you to listen to this radio ad,
you could crack open a delicious Pepsi and start learning to play the electric guitar. Or the didgeridoo. You could take some photos worth untagging. Wake up with face paint on.
Aw, you guys.
Or invent a new language you speak only with your two new best friends. Together, you could adopt an exotic pet and name it Pepsi.
Oh, Pepsi.
In 60 seconds, you could call up your crush and profess your love.
I'm in love with you.
But misdial and call your mom.
Honey?
Uh-oh.
BTW could LOL at your BFF ROFL because your BFF 4L TMI'd.
Dude.
You can run a 100-meter dash slowly. Woo! In 60 seconds, you could double Dutch jump rope on a trampoline faster than anyone's ever double Dutch jump roped on a trampoline before. Then upload the video, get a billion views, and achieve international fame in a tiny province of China you can't even pronounce. In this 60 seconds, you didn't do any of that, but you can now. So what are you waiting for? Grab a Pepsi and get out there, because now has never happened before, and it only lasts for now. Pepsi, live for now.
The American voice speaks here.
Four more years of Obama will be the end of this country.
103.7 WTIB. Williamston, Greenville, Rocky Mount.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm